WTOP News Time 5:23. It was 30 years ago this month that the way we listen to music was revolutionized by the arrival of, yes, the Sony Walkman. Fast forward now to today, and the question we pose is, how does this classic cassette player stack up against the Apple iPod? Does it stand a chance?
July 1979. My Sharona by The Knack is at the top of the U.S. charts. And in Japan, the Sony Walkman model TPS-L2 goes on sale for the first time. Small, we thought. Portable. About the coolest thing ever. Back in 2009, meanwhile, I got that rock
and roll. My name is Ben James, and I'm 14.
I'm Tabitha Cora, and I'm 14, almost 15. I got that. I have the, I think it's the second generation of the iPod Nano.
I have an iPod Touch. It does internet, music, movies.
But for two full days, these brave souls have agreed to give up those iPods and take a Walkman for a spin.
Have you ever seen, up until today, one of those babies before? This is a vintage Sony Walkman.
I have not.
I don't think so. My mom had one, but...
This is the cassette. This goes in it. Pretty simple. Put it in. Headphones in the headphones jack. Press play, and you're good to go. What do you think about its size?
Compared to my iPod, this thing is a giant.
Well, I usually put my iPod in my pocket, so that probably won't work with this, but that's okay.
And finally, any questions?
How do I make it play movies?
Scared?
No, I'll be okay.
There we go. We'll All see right. you in a couple days. All right, good luck, Ben. Thank you.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you in 2 days.
All right.
And now it's been two full days. That was fast. How did it go?
I tried to walk the dog with it the other day. And I had to tie up my shorts real tight because it was weighing my shorts down. It was so big.
I didn't even try putting it in my pocket and trying to walk with it.
The fact that if I wanted to skip a song, I'd have to hit the fast forward button and wait and then try to play it as soon as the song is done. It's all guesswork.
It made it sound so their voices were very wobbly.
We brought it in the car with us to go grocery shopping. And usually if I bring my iPod, I have to make sure to, you know, tuck it away in some kind of compartment so nobody walks by the car and wants to get it so they break in. I just left this out and just said, you know what, I don't really think anyone's going to want this.
No respect for the Walkman.
It's not my favorite thing in the world, but it was a new experience.
Well, despite all the drawbacks, in the end, Ben does say...
It made me feel like I was getting back to the roots of the music player.
Would you like your iTouch back?
Yes.
Are you sure? Because I'll make you a fair, straight swap. You get to keep the Walkman, I'll keep the iTouch.
You know, thanks, but I'd like my iPod back.
Would you like your iPod back?
Yes, please.
Are you sure? Because I'll make you a fair trade straight across. I keep your iPod and you can have the Walkman.
I would prefer to have my iPod back.
Now what am I supposed to do with this thing? Cost me $15 on eBay. Brennan Hazelton, 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Let's get to money news now.